אין דויכי נפש בנפש. הלוך הפסוק היא ברמב"ם בשולחן ערוך, אין דויכי נפש מפני נפש. We don't push off one laugh for another laugh. במטל התאז עוצמוסה של הלוך הזו באיפן מייסי, in order to describe the enormity of this halacha in a real way, nitzdei mikra ha'elu litrachesh chas v'chalila, something that could occur. Naniach shegol lado shu gam atzadik ha'poisik v'manig ado chala the gol lado the poisik ado the chofetz chayim, yeah, the whole world standing on his shoulders and he's sick chayiv b'sakana. היהודית החרדית בעולם כולו שופכת את ליבו בתפילות לשלומו. The whole Haredi world is sitting and saying davening and tehillim and we're talking about the Galadoy, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, נדיב העמים מוזילים אוהן רב מחיסו במטרה להמציא לו את טויב הרויפים אולי יש תקווה. The great philanthropists, the great wealthy guys, the Wolfsons and the Reichmans are all mamas pumping in money to get the best doctors and whatever, because maybe they can save the guy. Vina, my fear reife munche bal shem ulamai. There's this expert doctor who has an internationally renowned doctor. Hatoin ki bioli latsi leschayev al yedai bitzur hishtaleh al echad me'avarov. He comes along and says, not problem, we can save his life, just need a transplant. Yeah? בגבות דור אף כל העסקונים נתרומים במרץ לסיר למימוש מטר הזו. All the big rich guys are already pledging whatever it'll take, you know, get the lung, we'll pay for it, you know. הם מתקשרים לכל רחבי טבל ומברים היכן ניתן להשיג את העבר הנצטרך להשתלם. Imagine what's going on here. All the big guys are there on the front pulling protects here, pulling favors or whatever to try and find this organ that's needed, yeah? לאחר חיפושים מאמצים אדירים, after all this enormous השתדלות, מסגלה כי ישנו אדם זכאי אשר לפי כל המאמצים אם ייקחו ממנו את העבר ונצטרך ניתן יהיה להציל את חיי הרב. They found this old guy sort of vegetating away in some old aged home, whatever. They find out that his mama's got the thing the guy needs, and that if we can get this, he'll live. The gonla live, gonla do v'tzadikado, the greatest tzadik alive. But what is Adam? Ain kol makor acher li saget ha'eved. You can't get this anywhere else. The only guy that's got the matim blood groups or whatever that this guy needs is this old man. You don't get, if you don't get it from him, that's it. Gonla do's over. האדם הזוכר הוא כבר אוהב בוטל. This guy's already senile. He's already He's over bottle. He's already he's past being bottled. He's already past Alzheimer's. Yeah. Wow. Over bottle, yeah. Senili. He's senile. Sheikh bebeit cholim ve'eni yodai merumer mitnaseh seviboy. He's sitting there in the beit cholim. He's in a coma. He's a vegetable. He's senile. Hugam any loymed, he's not learning Torah. Any mitpalel, the any makan, shum mitzvah min mitzvah sa Torah. Sounds like one of our guys. Sounds like the average Oravan Bocha, yeah? Sitting there, not doing anything, not learning, not davening. So just come okay, sorry. Chas! No, the problem is, see, the problem is the guys that I'm talking to aren't here. And then the guys that are here don't need to be spoken to. So it's always a problem with Musa Shmuzi. That's why I don't give them. It's because the guys that need to hear never come, and the guys that don't need to hear are the ones sitting there. So it's the whole concept of the Musa Shmuz is a waste of time. Novat Zoyes from Echshav Kanotl al Mishpachosoy val Kola Sovimoysoy. He's sucking the life force out of all his family and everybody around him. It costs to keep this vegetable alive. Life support systems and money and whatever. It's not just that the mental strain on looking after an old man like this. So here's the shala. You have to paskin now. Yeah, you're the poiskim, yeah. Okay, you have to paskin. Is it mutter to take the aver from him? Oh, if you take the aver from him, he's not gonna live. Can we take the limb from this person in order to save the God Lador? Hachuma Pshutamoid. In Mittel Memenes Aeva Vakaim Sofik Shinikotzes Chayov, if by taking away this limb, this organ that you need to save the God Lador, it's going to make his life a bit shorter, well, not the man's going to kill him. Well, obviously you can't kill him, that we understand. You can't shech this old man in order to save somebody else. And in the Western world you would, it's posh. You would shech him just to put him out of his suffering, never mind, even if you didn't have to save another life with him. But if we told Avada we couldn't kill somebody to save another life, that we know. We're not talking about killing him, we're talking about shortening his life a little bit. Tavada, it's awesome. You can't. That's what it says. Not even for 1 minute. He's going to live another 10 years. And if you take the limb, he's going to live 9 years, 900, 1 minute less. It's awesome. Completely awesome. Even if it means that the God Lador is going to die, this guy is going to live another 20 useless years. How do you understand this din? I mean, according to where we come from, you know, the doing guys, you know, like you judge according to what you do, this halacha makes absolutely no sense. You have to do mitzvahs, you have to do the Ratzon Hashem, you have to do. So this guy's going to do nothing, and the God Lador can carry on doing, you know what a God Lador's doing, the whole world's on his shoulders. So how do you understand this halacha? Min haray, these boyin and the nasev zeh, me'ayabet nasev. It's fitting to contemplate this from a different angle. Yudi ben Meir Shammai, let's try and look at another moshel here. There's a 100-year-old Jew. He's completely lost his mind and he has nothing what to live for. He's a vegetable, he's in a coma. Yeah? He might have been the prime minister of a country one day, but right now he's a vegetable. Okay? He's tied up to machines. His heart's not even beating anymore. He's electric. Impulses keeping him alive. Matzah the etzel umas oilam hayu mamitzin oisa behamatzah chesed. It's called euthanasia, yeah, mercy killing. In the Goyishu world today, I mean, in the Goyishu world in Israel as well, there's legalized euthanasia. You put him out of his misery, right? This is where they start. This is where they find. This is where it all gets. First country that passed legal abortion laws. They would have passed mixed marriage, single sex marriages. They would have passed here as well if it wasn't for the fact that they have to overcome an enormous obstacle and they can't. They've got to get past the religious law, the marriage laws. They first have to pass the civil marriage laws. Well, that's the only thing that stopped them being at the forefront of that abomination. But in Achinami, this country is at the forefront. Transplants, organ transplants, body sales. Okay, this country is at the forefront of all of that. When a yid falls, we fall lower than anyone else. When a yid's up top, there's no one that can reach him. And when he falls, there's no guy that can get that low. That's what we learned. That's what we learned at the end of last month, at the end of the safe. When we're up, and when we're down, we're down. Exactly what. Even after death, it's not so posh that you can use the organs. That's not so posh. That's a sugya.
Is it of the next
of kin?
Or
do we... To save a life of other, you can. You can take a kula toya. But I'm just saying, it's not so posh. The whole sugya needs to be understood.
Well, where is the actual sugya itself?
In the Gemara, where is it? You must be joking.
I have
all the Makoyos. I can give you the Makoyos. I have all the Makoyos.
There are a few tests sure that are sugya.
Yeah.
Texas
got a whole lot of medical ethics charts, whatever. But this sugi and the Rambam and whatever, I have them curious. If you remind me, it's in Rav Sipa's to the source cloth, organ transplants and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying it's awesome. I'm just saying it's not posh. You have to learn up the sugi. Oh, yeah, of course you can cut up a guy. It's not posh. Anyway, so we're talking about what would you do with this vegetable? You put him out of his misery. You need the machine for somebody else. So he said, of course you switch off the machine, right? V'ilav pitzur aseinu kadosha, she gilu rotzen Hashem yisbarach. But according to the Torah, however, the gilu of the rotzen Hashem, mishu makatzes chayv shel oisa adam afilu bedaka achas nechshav l'rutzach. Whoever will shorten that person's life, even for 1 second, is a murderer. You killed somebody. Who nikra me'eved nefesh achas misrael? He's somebody who caused the loss of a nefesh misrael, Rachman Litzlan. Somebody will fight and not let them pull out the plug and keep him alive for one more minute. It's as if he kept the whole world going. You understand this? He took him out a vegetable. He took him out a vegetable. He's not doing anything. He's not going to get up and suddenly stop keeping Shabbos. He's not going to suddenly stop giving a daf yomi shir. This is over. He's 103 years old and he's in a coma. And yet you keep him alive for one more minute. It's you kept the whole world alive. You understand this? Where would be if the only way you could keep him alive for 5 minutes was that every Jew had to machal Shabbos? When Rashi gets up and he says every Jew has to machal Shabbos, everyone has to come together and have to machal Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. You have to sit there pumping the machine to keep it going. Every Jew in the world has to machal Shabbos to keep this guy alive, and it's only going to keep him alive for 2 or 3 minutes. That's all. And that's what you have to do. You're throwing this brachu shekulam michalu Shabbos v'tziloi. I'm mechayvim lasas kayv. You have a chiyuv to michalu Shabbos to keep this vegetable alive for another 2 minutes. If that's what it would take. If you only needed you, then you'd have to michalu Shabbos. But if the psak came out, the doctor said, look, the only way this guy's going to stay alive for 5 more minutes is every yid's got a michalu. We need every yid to be out there, or other, whatever, driving cars or whatever. Yeah, then that's what you have to do.
From Hashem's eyes, what's the worth of this?
Oh, that's what we're trying to find out. First we see that there's a worth. First we see that 1 minute of his life is worth more than all our Shabbos's. And we know how Chosh of Shabbos is. You're right, that's what we're trying to find out. We're trying to understand. We're trying to understand what is. Remember, we're trying to find out what my life's worth netto. What's my life worth intrinsically? Without me doing anything. The minute I'm doing something, that's not net anymore. That's action. I did something. What's a person's life worth intrinsically with no action, no doing nothing, no mitzvahs, no Torah?
Even more than it is worth with actually doing,
couldn't it? Well, we just see that my Kiyum Shabbos is not as important as him staying alive as a vegetable.
Right,
so you see that. So we're starting to get a feel of how choshuva a human being is, how choshuva a yid is.
Well, what does that mean, though?
That's what we're not finished yet. We have to go by it.
If the guy's a vegetable, how could it possibly be that he's doing more than the God?
Who said he's doing more? Who said he's doing more?
But let's say we don't know. But let's say we were to learn he is doing more. In what way is he doing more?
Why does it have to be based on doing? That's what I'm saying. Your question doesn't start.
Just existing there, it could be. Metak in the higher worlds or whatever maybe.
I don't know, that's already doing. I don't know what he's doing. Just his mere existence doing nothing is more chashuv than all the shabbosim in the world. Oh, that's good, now you've asked the same question I'm asking. Good. You want an answer from me? We'll see. The safe will answer the question. I'm just trying to get the question on the table. That's the question. How can it be that one vegetable's life is worth more chashuv than all the shabbosim? Do you know Shabbos is? If you appreciate what Shabbos is, you'll understand what we're talking about here. You understand what the Chofetz Chaim Shabbos meant to the world? The whole world is nurtured spiritually and physically from the Chofetz Chaim Shabbos. And it's better that he'll machal every Shabbos in his whole life to keep this vegetable alive. And this vegetable is going to do nothing. Now he's starting to get a sense of how choshuv just the mere existence of a Jew is. Which we need a lot of rethinking and retraining to do. But let's see. We're not finished yet. Let's imagine shehitli yamach shmoi v'zichroi hayu matzir shim yitnu lo lahamis yudi echad hu yatzor eskol v'chov et hama v'zizgo et kol machanot ha'ashmada v'yishcho et kol ha'yudim l'chovshi. Hitler comes along and says, give me one Jew. I'm not going to all the halachic implications, these are complicated sugyas. Comes along and says, give me one Jew and I'll kill him, and we'll close down all the concentration camps, we'll stop all the trains, and all the Jews can go home. All the 6 million Jews can go home, right? Rotzen Hashem Yisbarachu, shelo yimsrul nefesh achas misra, da'in doichin nefesh nefesh. Can't.
Hold on, this is ein doichin nefesh mit nefesh, but it doesn't say ein doichin nefesh mit nefeshot.
Hold on a second. Good. Okay. The be'ikvas siruv ze ilulim l'maisach v'adlam ilulim. Even if because of this halacha millions are going to die, you can't hand over one Jew to save another Jew's life, or even a million Jews' lives. Can't. How do you know what this guy's life is worth? Maybe more than a million of them. We don't know. Yisayim Izu. Let's go weiter. This is simple halacha. This is not hashkafa. We're not getting hashkafa here. This is poshut mefurish halachas. It's halachas. You're saving me, Zub. Lo yitzta'e matzev shebo goyim vivakshu meitanu letet lem yudi echad mibeneinu larigo. Let's imagine that the goyim come and they ask that we hand over one Jew to kill him. Also lana letet afilu yudi shu tzamach. So let's take this old man who's on a machine. Yeah? He's not doing anything anyway, and let's give him to them. That way you save the whole town. Right? You save a whole town of people in Tov. Vilna, you save Vilna. You save Vilna. Can you imagine? Yerushalayim. You hand over this vegetable. What's the problem? Forget about Vilna. If you don't hand over this vegetable, they're going to kill every Jew from Avraham Avinu to the smallest baby that was just born now. Wipe out the whole Jewish people. What's the halacha? Kill away, guys. Start shooting, because we're not giving you this vegetable.
It can't be on the Sfarah that who's the table, but because for sure.
That's the Sfarah. That's the Sfarah. That's the Sfarah. What do you want? That's what Chazal said. That's the Gemara. Ain't doichi nefesh mipne nefesh, the Gemara, go look at the Gemara, the Svara is because.
But how can there be any Jew in the world who is worth more?
We don't know. We don't know! I'll stop it, you can't kid it. If you knew for sure, if a bus call would come out, maybe then I don't know. Although we don't paskin according to bus calls, we paskin according to Shulchan Aruch. Lo b'shamayim hi. But let's say it was b'shamayim. Yeah? And we would listen to Shamayim. Good! If the Hashem would come along, but the halachi is you can't. Good. I'm glad you're worried about this.
But if you are allowing lots of Jews to die, then
I'm not allowing anyone to die. I'm not doing anything. That's exactly Shemayim. If they want Solomon to kill, that's his. I'm not killing anyone. I'm not allowed to hand over this vegetable. Now what happens? It's not my business. What the fuck is a machiyuv him as a yid? Machiyuv is, can I hand over this yid or not? No, okay, fine. Now what happens? Okay, that's a kol bidei shemayim chutz mirushamayim. I've taken care of my Yerushamayim. Yeah, Yerushamayim is what's in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you can't hand him over, so you don't hand him over. Now what happens? That's called bidei shemayim. I'm responsible for what Hashem does. Hashem is welcome to his business. That's his business. What do you do with me? Same as panosa. You made your status. You did what you had to do. The panosa came and didn't come. What's it going to do with me? Same as learning Torah. You learned Torah. You did what you were supposed to do. At the end of the day, you didn't understand it. So why is it your business? You had a Havamina, you could understand Torah. Every time you understand Torah, you understand it. It's a miracle. So when you don't understand it, why do you get upset? You should be shocked out of your boots every time you understand a piece of Hashem's Torah. We get upset when we don't understand. It's nonsense. You're not supposed to understand. You have to know how to be mugged at that. It could be you're not learning properly. It could be there's other issues why you're not understanding. But generally speaking, if you did everything you were supposed to do, yeah, and you didn't understand, so you didn't understand. So Hashem didn't give you a matana. So the same, yeah. The halach is I'm going to hand over this vegetable. Now what happens? So what about the world? What's the answer? It's not my world. I made the world. It's not my world. So it's nuts when I arrived, and it's going to be nuts when I leave.
Rav, why should it be such an amazing thing that we understand Torah? Torah is Lo Bashamayim. He is something we're supposed to understand.
But it's Hashem. Because it's Hashem. You can't understand Torah. You can understand Bris HaElam and Hashem and all that.
You can understand to the degree that you're able to.
Good, to the degree that you're able to. But if you really think about it, I mean, that's not our subject now, but if you really think about it, that even that's a miracle. The fact that Hashem was able to bring Torah into this world, that we can grasp it, that it's Lo Bashamayim, that itself is a miracle. Nachinami. I'm just trying to show you that we need to be distinguished between what's my domain and what's not my domain. We spend a lot of time worrying about things that I have no control over instead of doing what I'm supposed to have control over. That's what I'm saying. Return to Hashem is Barakhu, Shimusu Kula, Val Yimsulem Nefesh Achas Misrael. The whole Jewish nation gets wiped out, which means the world reverts back to nothing, and the whole thing was a waste of time or whatever, but you can't hand over this guy. Zuhri Allah Psuka Rambam Hilchas Yoreh Torah Perek Hay. Finished. What do you want? It's a Rambam. Mefush Allah in the Rambam. Halev Goyash V'Soyer. Ketzer of Itochen. The heart
stirs
and moves and is turmoil. It's tumultuous. How could it be like this? Achamim zu emes. How could that be the truth? The Torah is supposed to make some sense. That's emes. Mi avram avinu vadyu dia achrein oilam mole is bottle kviyochol lo ye klal yisrael bivad shelo yitala rega machayv shel yudi. The whole purpose of creation, Avram Avinu, all the suffering, they say everybody gets wiped out just so that this vegetable shouldn't die. How do you understand it? If you understand it, then there's something wrong. You shouldn't be able to understand it. It should bother you. Zui sugya amuka v'noyer she'ein lanu bo tvisa. This is a very deep, awesome sugya that we have very little ability to understand. Hakadosh Baruch Hu muchan k'viyachol. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is prepared, so to speak, levatelus kol tich tochnit habria, the entire purpose of creation. Lo ye klal Yisrael, lo ye murma, ubivach yudi echad yichi oita kachas. Kosh Baruch Hu prepared him about the whole world, everything, which looks like, I mean, big baltashki. So just said that one vegetable should live another minute. How can that be? Why? I mean, that's a question. What's so intrinsically important in this vegetable's life? Dvorim eilu mechadirim lemachshavaseinu klal godol v'choshuv. Al adam la'achdi leliboy. Ani. The person has to get this mamash engraved into his heart. Ani. Im choysa atzlocha shali v'ruchnius v'gashmius. In all my failings and lack of atzlocha in ruchnius and gashmius. Hine nishova v'choshuv v'eina koshbochu kolem olet. I am considered in a koshbochu's eyes as a complete world. What does it mean, a complete world? Every moment of my life is so important. That Hashem would be prepared to wipe out and uproot the whole world just for me. And you, Hashem, God, me within me. I don't exactly know what he's trying to get at here with this statement. I think he's trying to say that Hashem is Meshorov, is Shem in me. The Sechechi Gufi. Sure, it's mind blowing this, huh? Okay, now brings that famous Maisa which we've spoken about a lot here, but it's kedai to just see it again. Achovetz Chaim Zatzal. Behilchus Shabbos. Once again, we're dealing with halacha here, not a shkofa. In fact, I prefer calling him the Mishnah Brewer. When you call him the Achovetz Chaim, he somehow has this sort of concept of being, you know, like the, you know, the Speech Heritage Foundation or whatever. We don't realize he was the Posek Ador, not just the Posek Ador, but since of Yosef Korah, he was, you know, till this day is the Posek. You know, they say the Chofetz Chaim davened that his godless in Limud should never be revealed to the world. When we think of the Chofetz Chaim, we don't think about, you know, this Adam Godl in Limud or whatever. We think about the big tzaddik. We don't think about his godless. So they ask, why didn't he daven that his tzitzkas shouldn't be revealed? So they said he didn't know he was a tzaddik. He knew that it was an Adam Godly learning. So he davened that his godless in Torah shouldn't be revealed. But his tzitzkas, he never davened, shouldn't be revealed. He didn't know he was a tzaddik. So that's why we only think of him as a tzaddik. But at the end of the day, we're talking about the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha Siman Shin Chav Tes Dibra Maskel Ella. Mezen Yanu Aydus Goydul HaChashivas Shemiyacheses HaTayra Kedoy Shilachai Nefesh Achaz Mishrael. It's how important a life of a Jew is. Hamikra Alachdi Shenidon B'dvarov Hu Chilul Shabbos La'tzolos Chai Shah Shil Adam Yisrael. We're going to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Jew for one moment. How important is it to Mechal Shabbos to save a Jew's life? Avon Adina Lo Tolu Klal B'mitzvahs. The Chofetz Chaim says it's got nothing to do with mitzvahs. We understand, you know why you can Mechal Shabbos to save another Jew's life? Because you're going to keep another Shabbos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's not true. Aval adina lo tolu klal b'mitzvahs. Dain atam de doichin mitzvahachas bishvil har b'mitzvahs. Ele dechinen kol ha-mitzvahs bishvil chayim shel Yisrael. We doiche all the mitzvahs for the life of a Yid. It's not because we doiche the mitzvah for another mitzvah. You doiche Shabbos to save his life because then there'll be much more mitzvahs. You know, just imagine if you machal Shabbos for 5 minutes and you save his life, you've got tefillin, you've got tzitzis, you've got, you know, all the mitzvahs he's going to do, yeah? There's no why we do it. The chinam kol ha-mitzvahs b'shul chayim shol Yisrael v'ken mukhrach l'lishmoel the amagabi tinuk mushlach b'reiv goyim the mafakchin al-fal-pi din ye einu yudi gomo v'lo yikayim shum mitzvah. We're talking about a baby that was found in a place that is roiv goyim. Says din that he's a sofik Jew, sofik yid. That even though he has a din of not being a Jew and he's not going to keep any mitzvahs, afalpi kein keeping the pukuch nefesh ain hurchin achar roiv. When it comes to pukuch nefesh, we don't rely on the roiv. And since there's a mute option that he may be Jewish, okay. Chashin and Shemim Yisraelu, and therefore you machal Shabbos to save his life, even though he's never going to keep another mitzvah, because once you've saved his life, he goes back to being a goy, because we go after the roiv. Namchich is a dvarim, the emtzut dugma. Let's try and understand this piece of Chofetz Chaim through a modern day marshal. The Los Angeles, nimtza tinuk katan mushlach be'echad meritzifa rakevet. You find a little baby abandoned on one of the trains in Los Angeles, yeah? In South Africa, it's very common today. Ish lo hifchimbo. No one notices it until a Jew comes along and finds his baby. He picks up the child. He finds his abandoned child. He takes him home. He's a goy because we're after the rave, and he was found in Los Angeles. Rave people around the base station, the train station are going. But he's never going. He's in a town where most people are going. The law calls Simon as Zuhut Yudim. He's got no simonim of being Jewish. If you go after the majority, so you now have a Shabbos goy. You just acquire it for yourself a Shabbos goy. Yeah, it's wonderful. You have this little ark running around your house, and whatever you need, you have a Shabbos goy. You learn the halachas of Amir La'akum well. And South Africa produced probably the greatest work on the Lachas of Amir La'akum, because that's where it's probably more shaykh than anywhere else in the world. All these Israeli Koyal guys that come to South Africa to learn, they eventually produce a safe on Amir La'akum. It's a pillar for them. Anyway, so that's where it is. The coordinator who goy gomo who chayv lechal Shabbos, he's chayv to mechal Shabbos. Okay, shekain goy sheshavas chayv misa, because you know he's chayv misa. He can eat whatever he wants. He's the local, in the Frum neighborhood of Los Angeles, he's the well known Shabbos Goy. Yeah? You go to Los Angeles, you're asking him where's the Shabbos Goy. There he is. Yeah? Chaim Cohen. The Shabbos Goy. Yeah? The Peter, Ba'achas HaShabbatot Nofeles Mufelet. There was a mopelet, demolition of a building. A building fell on him. The Twin Towers fell on him, right? Now you don't know if he's in there or not. There's a sofik where he's in there. Sofik chai, sofik meis. And if he is in there, it's a sofik whether he's alive or dead. But because there are locha, the das Shmuel, according to Shmuel in the Gemara there, every Jew has to mechal Shabbos to save him. Why? He's a goy. He's a goy. Why are you saving him? To keep mitzvahs. When it comes to pukach nefesh, we don't go after the roif. To save a life, we chayish it for the mute. He may be Jewish. It's a 1 in a million shot that he may be Jewish. Doesn't matter. For that 1 million in a shot, you have to mechal Shabbos to save him. V'inin zeh anu chayishim shema gubo mimiyut erudim shegoru be'ir shebo matzo eisab b'yoyset tinek. Maybe he's one of the mute that lives in that town. This is the child, and he's Jewish. Now, Chris says, "Chashivosa shall kaviyazu."
How come we don't say this about any guy? How come we need to create a special story of somebody on the train?
Because you need a Sophic Jew. You need someone who's got a din of a Sophic Jew.
Yeah, but if you're going to say that, there's still a chance anyone could be. Anybody could be. Anybody's great.
No, I've got a chazaka being a guy. We've got the chazaka. No, we have chazaka that he's a guy. This guy never has a chazaka of being a goy. He's a sofik. He has no chazaka because he could be Jewish. We're relying on rave. We don't know what he is. This goy, we know what he is. He's a goy. Ah, you're right. Could be that he. Okay, fine. But we go after the chazaka. We don't know. So you go after the chazaka. You're machal Shabbos to save him. Good question. But yeah, he never had a chazaka. We don't know what he is. So there's a suffix. So klapei, who his life is after the roif is a great, but klapei pekuch nefesh, there's no roif. So then he has a din of a suffix Jew. But you have a triple sfeik here. You have a suffix whether he's in the building, and if he's in the building, you have a suffix if he's alive or not, and then you have another suffix whether he's Jewish or not. Every Jew from Avraham Avinu ada Yom Hazeh Machal, every Shabbos in order to save his life. Wow, what's he going to do when he comes out? He goes back to being a Shabbos goy. Vilo eva agoy shekaim sofek rochok legabov shemaru yudi machalim es haShabbos. For this vite possibility, we machalim Shabbos. Zeis void. Further, oisi yudi miyad lachat salos yichal Shabbos v'yavo kol din haTorah. The minute you say this laugh, he goes back to being machalim Shabbos and being over every din in the Torah. Shul mitzvah benanach. That's it. Ki v'shomer adin shorchim acharoyv. Because of regard to the roof, he's a guy. Ulamaris calls us, but still in his nafshe. But nevertheless, we have to save his life because he could be a Jew.
How can we assume that he's a benoach in this case?
He's a guy. So he's a guy. He's to come here. He's come and be tishu and
it's benoach. Yeah, but it could be that he might even be a guy who isn't.
What do you mean? Every guy is chayv to keep shiva mitzvah benanach.
Every guy is chayv, but it could be you keep saying, and he's going to go back to.
I'm saying even if he's going to go back, no, I'm saying he's going to be over the Torah. Yeah, but I'm saying even if he's going to go back and keep shiva mitzvah benanach, but he's still not a yid.
Even if he's not going to go back.
Yeah.
See, even if he's not going to, okay, fine.
He can go
to you're right. Even if he's going back to his avodah zarah, he's going to live like a prostitute god. Okay. I don't want to be nice to him. Poor abandoned baby, you know. Yeah, but you're right. Yeah, I know what you say. I'm saying at most he's going to keep Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach.
Yeah.
Now, Enno, please just think about this deeply. Im chashivusa shel Yehudi who begin Shmiras HaTorah v'asiyas haMitzvahs, if the importance of a Jew is because of his Shmiras HaTorah and asiyas Mitzvahs, mahi chashivusa shel Yehudi zeh shevad yechal Shabbatot haba v'lo kaim afilu mitzvah achas b'mitzvah HaTorah. What is important of this child, this person, this Sofek, okay, who's never going to keep any mitzvahs and learn any Torah and have nothing to do with mitzvahs at all? What's his chashivus that machal Shabbos to save his life? Therefore, you're forced to say that the importance of the life of a Jew, chashuvim haim lakosh bohu, keshen atzma, the life of a Jew is valuable in and of its own sake, gam lelo Torah mitzvahs, even without Torah mitzvahs. Hakeitzad hakab, and we see that's that's a posh deal from this bir halacha that the guy's life is chashuv even if he's never going to do Torah mitzvahs. The halacha is very, very posh. Phew.
Oh, could you not say a Jew who's negative Torah, he's causing more damage than
okay?
He's still worth being saved for every second that he's even
the vision. We'll have to see. I don't know. We have to see. There's going to be clarification. Are you talking about a mummer? Are you talking about
a mummer? Is not.
I'm just saying it's not so posh.
Mummer
lachis, mummer tayabon. They're all categories. Yeah, but we're talking about stump. We're talking about that's gonna whatever. We'll have to see. But we're talking about a stump Jew who's not keeping Torah mitzvahs. Stump Jew, whatever reason.
80% of Jews.
For whatever reason. Yeah. You know, it's Machal Shabbos to save a chiloni. What's the question?
Well, it's like,
not just you, every yid that ever was in Moshe Rabbeinu has to Machal Shabbos to save a chiloni. You see, I mean, you see from a Sofik guy, from a guy, the Kodin HaTorah is a guy. After Machal Shabbos, because of a Sofik, he might be Jewish. And after you saved him, you go back to the Rive. I mean, it's not like afterwards you go back to, well, now he's a Jew.
Would it have been as if he was a guy? Wouldn't
it
be as if you've
made
Chal Shabbos for the wrong reason?
I mean, it's not my business. It's Hashem's question. It's got to do with me. I have to save his life because he may be Jewish. If it turns out he was a guy in the end, so what? I did what I was supposed to do. You made Chal Shabbos for Sofek Pekuch Nefesh. What happens if you made Chal Shabbos to save a guy's life? And it turns out that his life really wasn't in danger and he could have waited after Shabbos. So what did you do wrong? Nothing.
Mm.
Had you waited after Shabbos, you would have been a murderer.
But you might even get the scars if you
save
the Jew, because
you're a Kabbalah. I don't know what to do.
Michal Shabbos is an example there. Like, we could talk about any of the assets, yeah? Or we could talk about Shabbos.
No,
but
I cannot.
Any
assets. No, so. Shabbos is just the Chol HaKam brings it in Shabbos because he's trying to impress upon you, because a lot of people are very nervous about being Michal Shabbos. You pick up the phone on Shabbos and find the ambulance. Your whole life, your mum is, you know, you see the telephone, you start shaking in terror, and now you've got to pick up the phone and make a call. So I think what he's trying to do there is just make you realize there's a mitzvah. This is not. I remember when my son was born on Shabbos, I remember how hard it was to push the button, you know. It's not easy to do, you know, and you're trying to find ways of doing it, and then you delay. The Gemara says if you delay 1 second, then you endanger the person's life, you're a tzach. You've got to get up there and do it. It's a Sofik book, and that's Sofik. And it turns out afterwards, no! You went there really, and it turned out that mom, so what, you made a mistake? No, you did the mitzvah. Full, get the full blown mitzvah. No, shus. Michal Shabbos, not a dechia. It's a mitzvah.
I don't know how that exact, well, the same situation on Shabbos. I think he had to call the Abbas, his wife, and give birth. His wife was giving birth at that moment, no time, so he had to have the phone. He didn't want to speak because he knew he was behind Shabbos. Like it was in a different
place. Shabbos, Michal Shabbos.
So you done with the shinuin?
You dial with the shino. If it's not going to take any time, it depends. If it's going to add extra time and it's going to massacre the situation more, then you do it properly. If you can do it bishino without massacring the situation, then I've had it.
Like often people first dial in the number, Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, and then all you have to do is redial. That's what you do. Fine. And that makes it even quicker. I don't know. Besides the first Shabbos, that's also the Pekuch Nefesh because it dials quicker. You know, they're dialing, you have to look up the number. But it's mafusha locha. That if you can do it b'shino, in other words, avoid the deras and do the drabon and the vada, it's better. But not at the expense of the sakana. If it's going to take you half a second, you have to wait. That's a cheshbon. You know, that's always schar mitzvah keneged hefseder. You know, there's a mitzvah you have to not be machal Shabbos in there, but there's the hefsed of the life you have to do.
We see from this an important idea that. In the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, every one of us is chashuv. Bli mitzvahs, bli anything, just our mere etzem
existence.
But if you look, let's say, in the Mesillah Yesharim, it's known the level that we're going to be on in the world to come for eternity.
Whoa! We're not saying we just took 630. You know, Sefer Chinuch just got banned. Yet. No! Slowly, we're in the first. Slowly.
For sure.
But performance is important and critical. We're not going to say it's not worth anything. What we're first trying to do is show how important it is the person that's doing the mitzvahs. Look, in order to understand any situation, you first have to strip it down to its most basic components. If you would strip a Jew down to his most basic components and come up with the fact that he's nothing, all he is Torah and whatever he's doing, fine. But we stripped you down to nothing, when we show that even without Torah mitzvahs, look how choshuv you are. And what does that mean in your station in Olam Haba? I don't know. We'll have to see. And finally, there's performance. We're not saying performance becomes irrelevant, but first understand who you are. When you start doing mitzvahs, first understand who it is that's doing the mitzvahs. Because otherwise your mitzvahs are not going to bring you to Simchen, you're not going to live with Hashem.
How does this help us understand who we are?
Sorry?
How does this piece of information help?
Well, first of all, it makes you realize what you're not. Before, we haven't answered. What we've learned now doesn't tell you who you are, but it does give you an inkling of who you are. You suddenly start realizing that your life in a vegetative state is more important than anything you thought was not much important.
But I don't know why still.
We haven't done that. Had we done that, you don't know why you've got a problem. We haven't covered that yet. Let's see. But you know, the fact is that we see from here that one thing's for sure. Your life as a vegetable is worth, first of all, more than all the lives of all the Jews out there, because they can't kill you to keep all the Jews alive even for 1 second. Okay? The halach is that if they're going to kill you to keep the whole world alive, you're not allowed to.
Actively.
Actively, yeah, Shabbat class is something else. They come about, it's something else. You can't kill me to keep from Avraham Avinu Ada Yom HaZeh alive. You can't. Sorry. So at least I know that my life is more important than all their lives put together intrinsically, without any Torah and mitzvahs. Okay, that I know for sure. And not only that, but I know that all the Shabbosim would have to be machal just to keep me alive for 1 second as well. So I'm starting to get a feel of how important I am. Why? Okay. I can't say Shomer V'Zocher B'Divarecha. That's my problem. So we have to learn this. But just go meditate on this till tomorrow. What it is, you should be, the fact that you're outraged, okay, is good, because it means you don't really know who you are, and you never knew this before. We think we're nothing. We think we're nothing. That's our problem. How many mitzvahs did Adam Arishon have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for Adam Arishon, right? That's why the Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one man to show you that for one man the whole world was worth it. For me, the whole world's worth it just for me. How many mitzvahs did Adam Arishon have? One love. That was it. So you see, performance wasn't taken. And had he just done that, he would have been Mashiach. That would have been the plan of the whole world. That would have been it. In that one mitzvah, his tarot mitzvahs. Had he just not eaten from Nais Adas, then he would have been Mashiach. That would have been the complete kiyum of the world. That would have been finished. So what performance was involved? Now, the importance we'll get to here is understanding that you can only perform properly if you understand who it is that's performing. If you don't understand who it is that's performing, even your performance is going to be very chaser. So I'm saying performance is not important, it's not relevant. But if you have a choice between essence and performance, you'll see that essence always takes preference. And then there's dangers there, because then you start bordering on Christianity, because Christianity stopped at the essence and never went into performance. You know? That's what Christianity is. You've just got to be good in your heart and then you can behave like a behavior. As long as you're good in your heart. But these ladies, he's being secular. He's from in his heart, you know. Thank you.